It's The Fake Show starring Jim Tofte and Kendall Tenney, because all the jobs they're qualified to do are obsolete. Now going solo, here's Jim Tofte.
Well, if you've lived in Las Vegas as long as I have, which is 25 years, then you certainly remember our minor league Las Vegas Thunder hockey team. They played at the Thomas and Mack Center, which is, you know, most notable for the UNLV basketball team playing there. When I worked at KKLZ Radio here in town during its glory years in the 90s, we had the couch potato section for fans to sit in during all the games, which was great. They were here from 93 to 99. Because of a weird set of circumstances, the Thunder had many former, present, and future NHL All-Stars. We saw players like Curtis Joseph, Peter Nedved, Alexei Yashin, Radek Bonk, and a real fan favorite, goalie Clint Mlarchuk. Clint had played for the Buffalo Sabres, Quebec Nordiques, and Washington Capitals before we knew him, and he was a real character, a cowboy who had his own ranch and raised emus. In fact, he even brought emu steaks in for us to eat. Clint also told us about the time of his horrific accident on the ice when he was playing for Buffalo, and another player crashed into him at the goal, skates up, slashing his neck and causing him to nearly bleed out on the ice. Now, on our show, Clint always joked about that accident. Little did we know, this was one of the traumas that set off a domino effect in his life, leading to a suicide attempt. Fortunately for everyone, Clint came out on the other side of this and is on the phone to talk about it with his new book about his life.
Clint, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm awesome.
I don't know if you remember, it's been quite a while. It's been since the probably early 90s since we talked to you. I think we had you as a guest in our studio more than just about anyone when you played for the Las Vegas Thunder.
That's been a long time, but, you know, I do remember doing that. You know, we were a brand new team then, so we were trying to get out there and, you know, promote the team, yeah.
And you guys did, too. I don't know if you remember, it was the Johnson and Tofte show that you came on so much. We had so much fun with you, and we had that couch potato section.
Yeah, I do remember that. And weren't you guys on Flamingo, the studio back then? I can't remember. Tropicana.
Gotcha. That team was so much fun because it was as close to an NHL team as we would get. You had Peter Nedved and Curtis Joseph,
yeah.
Yourself, Radek Bonk. It was just amazing.
We had a lot of guys that were in contract disputes, so they come play for us. Going through, they got sent down for a league. It was amazing how many guys that went through Vegas and went back to the NHL or were former NHL guys. Finishing your careers there. Yeah, it was fun too. Yeah, you're right.
What do you think about, Faye, before we get into your book, which is unbelievable, what do you think about Vegas maybe finally getting an NHL team? We're building the arena now. There is an owner who wants to do it, and I think the way that he's trying to lure the NHL into believing this is that he's trying to get, high-end clients to buy season tickets right now.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good fit. You know, there's a lot of speculation on any city that the NHL is talking about expanding to, but I think, you know, now, especially with the way Vegas has grown, I think it would be a great setup there.
Now, the new book about your life is called A Matter of Inches, How I Survived the Crease and Beyond. And I know back in the 90s, when you were with the Thunder, we knew about the accident on the ice. You came back physically from that injury, but it really did take a toll mentally. I mean, there was, even though you came back to the ice, I think it was about 10 days later, you suffered some kind of post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, definitely I did. But at the time, you know, I came back 10 days later, you know, get bucked off the horse mentality, get back on. Counseling was not offered, and I never thought of it either. Back then, it was just the way it was. And, you know, I wasn't diagnosed with PTSD until 2008 after a suicide attempt. And, you know, and all this trauma, you know, resulting from the accident. And I spiraled to a deep depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, all these things that came out within a year or two after the accident. And I never thought the accident would have caused something like that. And so for years, I lived with all this trauma inside me, and it didn't come out until 2008. You know, the feedback I get on, from the book is mostly from people that are, you know, suffering with PTSD, people that are very severely depressed, suicidal, and, you know, I'm getting a lot of thank yous for writing the book. I don't feel alone. Obviously, being a former NHL player and coach gives me the platform to speak out, and now with the feedback I'm getting, there's a lot of people suffering out there. For me, to write the book was so painful, and I hated doing every minute of it because I had to relive a whole lot of things, and not just the accident, you know, all these other things that happened in my life. And now I'm very grateful that I finished the book because of the feedback that I'm getting. And
yeah, I know that while most people would say that writing something like this had to be therapeutic, but at the time it's just dredging up all these memories that you've tried to get past, you know, for so many years.
Exactly. And you know, they say, was it therapeutic to write the book? Not in the least. I had done years of therapy. This is just opening it all up again.
Did you feel, here you are, tough guy hockey player, did you feel a little bit ashamed that you had something like this that you had to deal with?
Yes, again, that's the society and the stigma attached to things like these mental illnesses. For me, the greatest thing was after years of trying different medication and doctors, and the final doctor just said, here's your prescription, I'll see you once a week, you're going to be fine. And he didn't really want to go into my childhood or all these other things. And I asked him, I said, don't you want to talk about my dad? And he goes, why? Does he need help too? And I'm like, he was just saying, this is a chemical balance of your brain. You don't produce enough serotonin. And for me, that was like, wow. It kind of relieved that stigma of all that. Gee whiz, this is just like diabetes. It's a chemical imbalance. And he was like, yep, you'll be fine. And, you know, we all got problems. We all got childhood, good and bad memories and things that may or may not have affected us, all these things. But the bottom line is a lot of mental illness is as much physical as it is anything else.
And reading excerpts from the book, I know that you talk about how as a kid you had social anxiety disorders, OCD and everything else, but that was something that actually helped you with your everyday discipline of becoming a hockey player, right?
Obsessive compulsive disorder. I was so driven and just obsessed on working out, and I may have developed a lot of that because of the things that went on home, the anxiety that was caused at home. My escape was hockey. And I just plunged into it wholeheartedly. And I give that disorder a credit for getting me to the NHL because I was so driven. And it was later on after the accident that it overtook my life. It was somewhat manageable. As a kid, I did not feel normal with a lot of my emotions. As far as the OCD goes, it helped me to push myself to be the best that I could be and to work as hard as I could to get there. And after the accident, obviously, I couldn't leave the house, and so it overtook my life.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was there not another goalie who had a similar injury to yours where he was cut, and that kind of sent you into the spiral again?
It wasn't a goalie. Ironically, my accident happened in Buffalo playing for the Sabres. His happened in Buffalo, I don't know, about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, in Buffalo, playing against the Sabres. So, you know, you might want to say Buffalo's a kind of a cutthroat town. But, you know, the fact that it happened in the same city is ironic. But, you know, the media, obviously, after his accident, wanted to contact me and talk about it. And, yeah, I did relapse into another spiral of depression and anxiety to a point to push me to a suicide attempt. And that was in 2008. That was the beginning of suicide attempt when they diagnosed me with PTSD from the accident in 1989.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And your wife was there. She was there when you tried to commit suicide. Was that at your ranch here in Nevada?
Yes, it was. Yeah. She had come home and found me. And of course, at the time, too, I was in such a deep depression that I was self-medicating. I was drinking a lot of beer and alcohol and which complicated matters. But it did give me some temporary relief. And now that I'm in recovery for alcoholism and things like that, a lot of people that develop problems with alcohol and or drugs are self-medicating because, and it's a shame, too, because that we don't go for help because of the stigma that, you know, depression, all these things like anxiety and panic attacks. And we look at it as a weakness, and that's wrong.
And what is it about your wife where she just said, I'm not leaving this guy. I'm sticking with him despite everything that's happened?
Well, Well, it's a wonderful story of how she stuck with me. I mean, the book is very raw, and, you know, I'm very open about how violent I became, how angry I was, you know, throwing chairs and just very, and lashing out towards her verbally. Police were coming to arrest me for starting fights. There was all this anger. Where was this anger coming from? I had no idea. It was the trauma of the accident in 89. But yeah, she hung in there. And now when we do book signings, it's amazing because people that have read the book already and want it signed, they want her to sign it because she was a trooper. I'll tell you, I mean, the things she went through, it's incredible. It's a great tribute to her in the book too, because she did hang in there.
Is the book tour going to lead to maybe a speaking tour? And by the way, I could see this turning into a movie quite seriously.
Well, thank you. A lot of people have commented that it'd be a great movie, but you know, that'll remain to be seen. But you know, currently I'm not working in hockey now. I am working on speaking and trying to be an advocate for mental health.
That's great. And I hope that it does turn into a big, successful speaking tour for you, because I know that you've helped so many people already, Clint.
Well, thanks. And thanks for having me, too.
We appreciate it. Name of the book, A Matter of Inches, How I Survived the Crease and Beyond by Clint Malarchuk, a good old friend from the early Las Vegas Thunder days. Best of luck to you, Clint.
Thanks very much.
The Fake Show is filmed before a live studio audience and then thrown into the recycling bin. Amen.